The Holy Gospel for this Easter Sunday is recorded in Luke, the 24th chapter. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up, ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, a man was blissfully driving along the highway when he saw the Easter Bunny hopping across the middle of the road. He swerved to avoid hitting the bunny, but unfortunately, the rabbit jumped in front of his car and was hit. The basket of eggs went flying all over the place. Candy, too. It was an absolute mess. The driver, being a sensitive man as well as an animal lover, pulled over to the side of the road and got out to see what had become of the bunny carrying the basket. Much to his dismay, the colorful bunny was dead. The driver felt guilty and began to cry. Well, just then a woman driving down the same highway saw the man crying on the side of the road and pulled over. She stepped out of her car and asked the man what was wrong. "I feel terrible," he explained. "I hit the Easter bunny and killed it. I didn't mean to do it. There may not be an Easter because of me. What should I do?" The woman told the man not to worry. She knew exactly what to do. She went to her car trunk and pulled out a spray can. She walked over to the limp, dead bunny and sprayed the entire contents of the can onto the little furry animal. Well, miraculously, the Easter bunny came back to life, jumped up, picked up the spilled eggs and candy, waved its paw at the two humans, and hopped on down the road. 50 yards away, the Easter Bunny stopped, turned around, waved, and hopped on down the road another 50 yards. Turned, waved, hopped on down the road another 50 yards, and waved again. The man was astonished. He said to the woman, "What in heaven's name is in your spray can? What was it that you sprayed on the Easter Bunny?" Well, the woman turned the can around so that the man could read the label. It said, "Hairspray. Restores life to dead hair. Adds permanent wave." Well, by now you might be thinking, "Come on, Pastor Bill, it's Easter Sunday and we're in church. The Easter Bunny represents all that is secular. Is that the best you can do?" Okay, I get it. I apologize. Let's try again. Only this time I will integrate a little bit of church thought into the introduction. A little boy was attending an Easter service when he began to feel sick. He tapped his mother on the shoulder and said, "Mom, can we go home now?" "No," she replied abruptly, "it's Easter. We're here to worship." The boy waited a minute and tapped her on the shoulder again. "Mom, I think I'm going to throw up, he whispered. His mom looked at him and noticed that he did look a bit pale. Okay, go out the front door of the church, across the parking lot, and throw up behind the bushes, she instructed him. Less than a minute later, the boy came back and sat down again in his seat. His mother whispered, did you throw up? The boy nodded his head. But how could you have gone all the way across the parking lot, throw up, and walk back so quickly, she asked. I didn't even have to leave the church, the boy proudly replied. I found a box at the front of the church door that says, for the sick. There, now is that better? All right, let's move on. It's good to laugh, isn't it? Science has even proven that there are great benefits to our health that come through laughter. We can see some of those right there. Laughter helps strengthen and preserve life. Proverbs 17:22 declares that a joyful heart is like a good medicine. Easter is a time of laughter. From the times of the early church, theologians such as Augustine, Gregory of Nyssa, and John Chrysostom all declared that Easter was the greatest joke of all time. They said in their writings that God played a practical joke on the devil by raising Jesus from the dead. And from this line of thought, there arose a tradition in the early church called Risus Paschalis, which translates the Easter laugh. For centuries in Eastern Orthodox, Catholic, and Protestant countries, the week following Easter Sunday was called Bright Sunday. It was observed by the faithful as days of joy and laughter, with parties and picnics to celebrate Jesus' resurrection. Churchgoers and pastors played practical jokes on each other, drenched each other with water, told jokes, sang, and danced. This was all done to inspire the resurrection laughter of Easter in people's hearts. Risus Paschalis. Isn't it interesting and sad that we now call the Sunday after Easter in America Low Sunday? There's something wrong about that, especially since that term developed in our nation, a nation that was founded upon the Christian faith. What does that say about our current Easter services and all of the fanfare that it fades so quickly? But true Easter joy does not wear out or grow thin. It grows, it multiplies exponentially. German theologian Jürgen Moltmann writes that Risus Paschalis, Easter laugh, is rooted in the holy, unexpected, and totally surprising reversal of all things. God had brought this reversal by raising Christ. The expectation was for cosmic death, but what comes from Easter is eternal life. He equates it to the laughter of slaves who know their deliverance is coming, if not in this life, certainly in the next. He goes on to say that is why the deepest laughter is Easter laughter. It sets you free, even as it seizes you. You laugh so hard your gut hurts and you start crying. When you laugh deeply, when you're overcome with Easter laughter, it's not a time for shallow breathing. You have to gulp the air to keep up with the joy of it. Easter laugh oxygenates the soul through and through. Now, the wonder of Easter laughter preceded the first Easter. In Psalm 126, we read about a foreshadowing of it. When the Babylonian captives were released and returned to Zion after spending decades as slaves in a foreign land, the psalm says their mouths were filled with laughter and their tongues with songs of joy. They were like men who dreamed. They could hardly believe it. Just like the 11 when they heard the news. They could hardly believe it. But their deliverance had come. Their laughter echoed through the centuries such that generation after generation, the delivered people kept singing the same song as they made their annual pilgrimage to the temple. It was a song of ascent, a song of rising laughter. It still is. When we sing our Easter laughter today, or tell jokes like the Orthodox do on what is called Easter Monday, we join with those in history who knew the depths of hopeless sorrow and futility, only to discover that God comes as a deliverer. And we will leap for joy as we march and laugh our way into Zion when time and history come to an end. God always has the last laugh. It seems as if the early church fathers and the early church were much more aware of the relationship between prayer and laughter than are we. Yes, the gospel is serious business. The resurrection is serious business. There is no greater business to be about in the world, but that doesn't mean that we can't laugh and be full of joy, because that reflects the true business of Easter. You know, ever since we were little Lutherans, you know, moms and dads have shushed us, told us to be quiet, sit still, don't do nothing, just eat your Cheerios. But that doesn't reflect the true response of Easter, does it? Sit there and like a bump on a log and be quiet. Did you know that the word joke derives from the ancient Umbrian word juca, which means prayers? The word joke has roots in a word that meant prayers. So Easter is indeed a joke, a great big cosmic joke in which God turns the tables on Satan. He turns the tables on evil, turns the tables on death and the course of humanity. The strife is o'er, the battle won. You know, Satan thought he had won. He thought he had Christ right where he wanted him on that cross. That's it, I'm going to be victorious. In the movie The Passion of the Christ, there's one scene where the devil is holding a little baby demon. And the little baby demon turns around when Jesus is being scourged with a demonic smile on his face. That's how the devil was. He thought he had him. But then, bam, Easter happened. At the end of World War II, celebrations broke out around the world. They were labeled as VE Day, or Victory in Europe Day, and VJ Day, Victory over Japan. These celebrations on May 8th and August 14th of 1945 are recorded as two of the greatest celebrations that this world has ever seen. Over 2 million people filled the streets of New York. Why were they such great celebrations? Because the threat was so great. The death was so great. The suffering was so great. The darkness was so great that it shook people and nations to their very core. And then when the battle was won, the threat gone, the cloud of despair lifted, the joy and happiness that had been blocked up for years just flooded into the streets and was released with joy and laughter and happiness. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, Easter is the church's V-Day. It is our day of triumph. It is our day of celebration. God has won the battle for us. The threat against us was so much greater than any war this world could ever throw at us. In fact, I don't think we even realize the great death that God has delivered us from. The eternal destiny of our souls was on the line. And now the victory is won. The power of the devil has been defeated in our life. God does not recognize the death certificates of His children. He will not recognize your death certificate. He has no respect for it whatsoever. Your life and inheritance in the kingdom of God is secure. And when the devil tries to discourage you and talk you out of your Easter laughter with his tricks and lies, I want you to picture yourself as this little child we're going to see in a moment. Look at it as a parable. God ripping up the power of a righteous law that condemned you to hell because you could not perfectly keep it on your own power. God tearing up your debt of sin. God tearing up your death certificate. God declaring to you, this is how it is to be from here on out. Let's take a quick look. You can be that happy about Easter. It is time to see clearly with childlike eyes of faith what He's done for us. Easter is a fact of history. Whether you believe it or not, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. In 1582, Pope Gregory XIII introduced the Gregorian calendar, moving the start of the new year to January from April. Those who kept celebrating the old year were ridiculed as April Fools, which led to a new unofficial holiday, historians suggest. Well, tomorrow is April Fool's Day. It's also Easter Monday, so go ahead, have fun, play jokes, make sure they're nice. Okay. But I implore you, do not be a fool and ignore the great change in history, the great reset that has taken place declared by God. He's changed more than a calendar. He's changed the destiny of your life, the destiny of the universe. Do not be a fool and live as though Christ is not risen from the dead. Do not be a fool and continue to live as though Christ has not redeemed you, for He has. But instead, exercise your risus pascalis, your Easter laughter and joy. Laugh until your belly hurts, and then just a bit more. For Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.